You're doing positive mental attitude.
Listen, I'm a little crazy today. I'm blaming the full moon.
It is a full moon.
It is a gorgeous, unbelievably full moon last night and today.
It's time for the gays to come out.
It is.
It's time for the gays to come out. But yeah, no, they did a, you know, I don't actually know the organization. I feel bad about this, but they did some sort of poll. There's an organization that doesn't have a ton of money, and they ran an ad, and what they did, a poll of the people that saw the ad, and they found that after people watched the ad, and it was to defeat Proposition 8 and keep gay marriage in California, they found that to the people that watched the ad were, by and large, were convinced to vote down Proposition 8. But the problem is they didn't have enough money, and so they want to get this ad out there to people, but they don't have enough money to spread it. So they have this like silver bullet ad that will defeat Proposition 8, but I don't know.
It'll get out there. It will.
You know, it'll get out there. But you know, I gotta tell you, there's a lot. They're being very critical of gay and lesbian celebrities that they're not donating enough money.
Yeah.
Ellen apparently not giving a lot of money.
Come on, Ellen. We're just going to call you right out on that.
Yeah. I mean, she's going to be on our November 18th show, and we're going to ask her about, Ellen, why aren't you giving more money to it?
You know, though, with something like this, I will consider it a huge, huge victory if I can just get my father.
Is he in California?
No, he is in Texas. Oh. So there's no chance of him switching.
No.
But
switching his vote or switching
Switching his vote or switching his support of gay marriage. Because a few years ago, before I came out, my father and I had the biggest argument probably ever. And my father and I have had our arguments.
Yeah.
But we probably had our biggest argument ever over gay marriage before I came out. And he is one of the people who really believes that it's okay for gays to have civil unions, but he doesn't understand why those people need to call it marriage.
Those people.
Who he said he saw traipsing around Main Street naked, having sex in the middle of the highway. Was how he put it to me.
Just random gay people in Texas.
Apparently, lots and lots of them are in the middle of main streets everywhere,
you know,
stripping
folks,
down.
If you're going to strip down and have sex in the middle of the street, you need to recognize that it's having
You're setting an me back here.
It's having an adverse effect on gay marriage.
Don't do it in Houston,
so
okay?
Don't do it. Okay, can we, you know what? Why don't we play another song? As we wait for our guest.
That would be great.
We're going to play one more song, and then if our guest doesn't call in, we're going to start talking, because I have tons of stuff.
Or we're going to call her.
I don't have her number.
What?
I know.
Slacker.
All right, so what it also is, I think it was maybe last week or the week before, it's been 10 years since Matthew Shepard was murdered. I don't know what memories you have of that.
I have plenty.
You have plenty. It was pretty pivotal in my...
My mother is actually a very active person in the activist culture in New Jersey during that whole thing. She stepped up in a big way when that happened. She sent emails and went to D.C. and phoned her friends sent letters. And
it was crazy. It was crazy, and it continues to be crazy. And
I can't believe that was 10 years ago.
It's been 10 years. It's been 10 years. So Melissa Etheridge wrote a song about him, and I thought this being 10 years since then, it might be a little bit appropriate to play the song. So this is off of Melissa Etheridge's album Breakdown, and the song is called Scarecrow. Enjoy.
Calling up a flood of narrow minds who legislate thinly veiled intolerance, bigotry and hate. But they tortured you and burned you, they beat you and they tied you, they left you cold and breathing. For love they crucified you. I can't forget, hard as I try, silhouette against the sky. Scarecrow crying, This is someone's child with pain unreconciled, filled up with father's hate, mother's neglect.
That was Melissa Etheridge doing a song called Scarecrow, dedicated to Matthew Shepard, and trying to get us all to love, 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 love. It's an amazing song off of a particularly depressing album that she talks about. There's, if you go to iTunes and download, she has in one of those iTunes originals soundtracks where they talk about their lives. And my gosh, she has a... Do you know much about her? Have you heard about her life? I mean, she was with this woman, Julie Cypher, for 7-8 years. They have two kids together, and then Julie Cypher woke up one day and said, "Oh, you know, I'm not a lesbian." Oof. And so she wrote this album called Breakdown because she was having a breakdown with two kids and this woman with whom she shared a bed for 7 years and who's suddenly not a lesbian anymore and indeed is married to a man now and was previously married to Lou Diamond Phillips from La Bamba. But yeah, so great song, and thank you, Melissa Etheridge. She will be on the February 20th show on my birthday. We're going to try to get Melissa Etheridge. We've actually got a ton of hits. It's amazing. It's amazing what can happen if you just email people that you think
might possibly respond.
You're gay and famous. Will you be on our show? And I cannot believe the number of people who said, "Oh my god, absolutely!" And I have to tell you, a lot of them have said yes because they love our logo. So thank you, Diana and John at switchfx.com.
Thank you,
because our logo looks really professional and people think that we're a much bigger show than we are.
You fooled them. They think people are listening now.
But Eric Hyman, who I played on that first show, he's like, "Oh yeah, I love your logo. I'll be on your show." I just am going to feel a little bad if they think it's going to boost their listenership, but whatever.
it will because we're reaching about four people that no one else reaches I heard that this radio station just takes over people's radio dials in this neighborhood. They can't get anything else, so if you're in this neighborhood, man, do you luck out on Wednesday nights, because
as you can tell, our guest has not called in, so we think something happened, but she's gonna call in maybe later or to a different show. So we're gonna move on to some of the topics that
she'll be on Rush Limbaugh or somebody
if
else.
If we find out that she has called into another show tonight and not ours, I'm gonna be pissed
and I'm gonna cry.
So last Wednesday,
yes,
my friend John from Florida who I have not seen in years, and we talk every now and then on the phone, but we haven't seen each other in years, sent me an email and said, have you seen this? And I clicked on the link, and it were these public service announcements. Have you heard about these?
No.
So there was this public service announcement with Hilary Duff, who I barely know who that is.
Oh, the ones you sent me? Then yes. I
oh, did I send it to you?
Them.
Yeah. So for people who haven't seen them, there's a couple public service announcements. I think there's actually three, but I don't know who the third person is in them. But Hilary Duff has got one, and Wanda Sykes has one. And I know in the Wanda Sykes one, she walks up to two guys in the pizza parlor and three guys, and they're using the phrase, "That's so gay." And
in a derogatory way,
and Wanda Sykes walks up to them and says, "Hey, you can't say that. Don't say that's so gay because it's bad." Okay, it was much better written than I'm portraying it.
She said, but, "Because how would you feel if every time something was bad, they said
that's so Becca or that's so
so 16-year-old guy with a cheesy mustache?"
So I flipped out because
my description of Ken.
Yes.
Yeah.
16, yes. For those
16-year-old guy with a cheesy mustache.
We're going to add a picture of me as a 16-year-old guy with a mustache onto our website, thisshowisogay.com. Check it out. But anyway,
yes.
So I went to their website. I'm like, oh, crap, that's my research, and this is what I care so passionately about is this phrase. And I read the website, and what the website said was, "That's so gay" is just an unbelievably commonly used phrase, which we all knew. They said it's something like 90% of high school students hear it every day. But what the website said was, it's so easy to stop people from using it because they don't mean anything by it.
Yeah.
And we can't curse on this show. No. I said bull. And it's so my research says the exact opposite, that you can't say that's so gay and not mean something homophobic. Not just that it mean that it is something homophobic, but that it's impossible. This is my theory and my research, and you get to disagree with me because you're my co-host.
And that's what I do.
Yeah. But when you say that's so gay, or this Ms. Marker's broken and it's so gay, yes, that ultimately is something homophobic, but I would argue that they actually mean something homophobic.
Ooh, that's rough. I don't know that they consciously do.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of students, I mean, it's hard to imagine with us being all enlightened liberal type of people who are exposed to all sorts of media and information. But I think that a lot of students really haven't been exposed to the gay community at all. I think that you're really assuming some sort of exposure to the community that I don't think is necessarily there.
But I think that...
I mean, the gay community is so easily a lost group. It's just invisible.
I don't know.
So I feel like a lot of kids really don't know what they're talking about.
I think
And if it's pointed out to them, they stop.
I think that they may not... know anybody who's gay or be exposed to, that's a horrible phrase, met anybody who's gay or who's out. I'm sorry. They've met people who are gay, but they maybe have not met people who are out. But they certainly, the mainstream media certainly portrays gays in a negative way. I don't know. So what I did for my research was I talked to all these different health classes for my dissertation. And the first thing I would do in the health class is I would write the word gay on the board. This is the first thing I did. I'd write the word gay on the board and I would say, hey, what words do you associate with this word gay? This is the very beginning of the workshop.
Right.
And what words do you think they yelled out?
I don't know. What did they yell at?
They yelled out faggot and queer and just all these negative words. Just every single class. I did 6 or 7 classes. In every class, faggot, queer. I've done this workshop hundreds of times over the past 5, 6 years. And they all have these negative words. So that's on a big post-it note sitting behind me. I sit up on the desk with the post-it note over my right-hand shoulder, and we talk about that's so gay, and the students are incredulous. They when I say, well, when you say that's so gay, of course it's connected to gay people, and they say, no, why would you think that we think negatively about gay people? The post-it note is over my right shoulder with all the negative words that they themselves shouted out. But for some reason, when you put it in the phrase that's so gay, they, oh no, why would you think at all that when we say that's so gay, that has anything to do with a negative view of gay people? And it's everything I could do to not turn around and say, well, there's that big piece of paper there that says that you think gay is associated with faggot. I don't know. I don't know. There's so the poll on one of the websites says, do you ever use the phrase "that's so gay" to denote something you don't like? 83, I mean, this is a little skewed. It's on a gay website. 83% said no, it's offensive. But 13%, which I thought was interesting, said yes, sometimes I can't help it. And 4%, oh, God love the 4%. Yes, I love it. They're owning it.
You know, it's funny because that particular phrase, I remember coming home after I had been away from home for a long time. I left home pretty young. And I picked up my kid sister at a swim practice. Mm-hmm. And I was driving her to my mother's house, and she said something, oh, that's so gay. I was not out at the time to anyone.
Yeah.
Probably three of my friends, something like that. Not to everyone. And I called her on it. And she swore up and down that she meant nothing by it. That's just how people talk.
Yeah.
See, so while I make the argument that, yeah, I think you're right, that a lot of people haven't been exposed to it, and that they're saying it just from a place of naivete. I think that, I mean, my sister was absolutely exposed to gays and lesbians when we were kids. We had two gay uncles, and we went to a Unitarian Universalist church, and
they have gays.
We had a very lively LGBT community. So
I don't know. I think the popular conception, though, is that we associate the word gay with negative.
Yeah.
Outside of the phrase, that's
but you know
okay.
What? She's never said it to me again because I reamed her out. Yeah.
So, and I should be very clear. We absolutely support any type of drive to get people to stop saying the phrase, that's so gay.
But we are a little upset that Hillary Duff is trying to ruin our show.
I know. Hillary Duff. Our show actually is so gay. And the funny thing, which is it will kick in at the end of the week when they, I guess they update the web. I barely know what I'm talking about, but they update the web with all the keywords. So now I think at the end of the week when people start typing in so gay, our show is going to come up.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to get hate mail and they're going to say, hey, that's, did you not see Hillary Duff in her commercial? I so barely know who Hillary Duff is. And that's from someone who's obsessed with pop culture. And so, yeah, I had my little Facebook status was Hillary Duff is trying to ruin my life. And I was very upset.
I saw that. It was sad. We're going to have to change the name of the show in like a year, yeah, you know, when we're big and famous. And by the way, my new idea is that we have a television show.
Well, it is October 15th. I thought, I'm looking at the calendar behind you, and I thought October 18th had some sort of artwork on it, which it doesn't. It's just to denote, because as our loyal listeners know, we will be syndicated by October 18th, and then according to Becca, we're going to be on TV. You know, it's actually that time in the show where we need to give the secret password of the night.
Oh, the secret password of the night. Do we have a secret password tonight?
Hello. It's our secret password contest.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The secret password
of
the night.
That's not what I meant. Yeah, what I meant was, do we have a word?
The secret password of the night is volunteer.
Volunteer. Wonderful word.
So, night three, volunteer.
Speaking of volunteers,
yes.
The meetup group that I had been organizing.
This is so depressing.
It is depressing. It has died and gone to meetup heaven.
Yeah.
It has... I let it go. Ladies and gentlemen, I let it go.
What did you want and what did you get?
I wanted some sort of gay, lesbian, queer, transgendered, bi, ally community to come to when I got to Brattleboro. Because my research online basically told me there was bumpkiss here.
Yeah.
So I set up a meetup group, and I sent out some emails, and I posted on iBrattleboro.com, and I put up posters, and I paid to have the meetup group, and nothing. I got 25 members, which was great.
Was I one of them?
Yeah, you were. Oh. I'm not counting you.
Okay,
because there were 26 members. And I was really disappointed. Yeah. I had a couple of people show up, but I had amazing emails all the time from people saying, I'm so glad that this is here. I'm so glad that this is available to me.
My favorite part of your meetup stories is when you would do meetups in the co-op and people would cruise by.
Yeah, I had people cruising my meetup group,
but
not
coming.
They knew
it was out there, but they weren't ready.
No,
ready.
But fair
and then you invited
enough,
them to your house. I was floored, and I just said,
did.
Oh, good luck
I
with
decided
that.
I was going to invite people to my house for a potluck because a lot of people had told me that they were concerned about meeting in public and yeah. being an identifiably gay, lesbian, transgendered, queer, allied, bisexual kind of group. And so I decided, okay, chicken something yeah. that I can't say on the air.
Chickens.
Yeah, chickens. Fine. You don't want to come out in public? You can come to my house. And then I realized who was coming to my house. And
yeah.
I decided.
And then I got an email that said, the meetup group has been disbanded.
Yeah,
I want
as
to
of
focus
noon,
on my radio show.
It'll be gone forever. So, unfortunately.
Can I dedicate a song to your meetup group?
Please do.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's gone.
This is absolutely dedicated to your meetup group. It's about friends. And the kindness of friends. This is a song by Maria Gentile, who is an out artist who works down at the Duplex in the West Village. Andrew has an opinion about this song, and I'm not going to say what it is.
I'm guessing it's not good. Andrew, we love you.
Please record the show. So this is dedicated to Becca's now dead meetup group.
Goodbye, meetup group.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
I have seen the face of sadness, I have looked it in the eye. I've been down the road less traveled and managed to get by. But I never thought you'd leave me, never thought it for a minute. I guess you cannot see the storm until you are drowning in it. Still I find myself alone again, like a tugboat on the sea, carrying stories that just make sense to me. Some days I feel my anger is more than justified, but the kindness of my friends always makes me cry. I have witnessed with my own eyes, I have seen that life is good. I have heard the voice of reason, and I have understood. I have made sense of your leaving, I have told my heart the tale, that the lessons were far greater than the times I might have failed. Still I find myself alone again, like a tugboat on the sea, carrying stories that just make sense to me. Some days I feel my anger is more than justified, but the kindness of my friends always makes me cry. I can handle the hysteria, never better know, but the kindness of my friends just makes me cry. Still I find myself afloat again, like a tugboat on the sea, so sidelined, like a bird who cannot fly, but the kindness of my friends always makes me cry. Always makes me me cry. Kindness makes me cry.
I told you it was not a happy song.
That is the saddest
dedicated
song.
Dedicated to Becca's meetup group.
Ever.
hey, Becca, how about a guest?
Oh, I guess.
Okay, let's do a guest. I'm kind of excited. All right, so I
am... How about
am...
Kermit? Can we have Kermit?
We
Kermit? As a guest? Who's... You know, the frog?
We can, on our December 18th show, Kermit the Frog will be on our show.
Did you have a specific guest in mind?
I did.
I guess is what
I
was implying.
Okay, I do. Hey, we're proud to welcome to This Show Is So Gay, we're proud to welcome Liz Damon. Liz Damon, are you there?
I'm so here now.
Welcome, welcome.
Where you been, Liz? We miss you.
Well, honestly, I've been being really gay. I was having a gay dinner with my gay girlfriend and her grandmother and her mother.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And so my deepest apologies for being late.
That's okay. Can I tell people about you, Liz Damon?
Please. Away.
So Liz Damon, if you don't already know, and I just don't, I don't think I can turn Liz up more than that. Oh, there we go. If you don't already know Liz Damon, I don't even understand how that would be possible. Liz Damon is an actor and a comedian and a host. She's been, Liz, I love your hosting gigs.
Oh, thank you.
I love your hosting gig. So you can go online and see Liz hosting a promo for the New Fest Film Festival and for the Provincetown Film Festival. And she's been the host of the Miss Lower East Side pageant?
Oh, yeah. And I have to say that I was the runner-up for Miss Lower East Side 2004.
Wow. What do you get for that?
You get a picture of Murray Hill that is signed by him. And you know who he is, it doesn't matter, but you don't really get anything.
But you get to go on shows like this and tell people about how you were the runner-up. But then you got to be the host, didn't I?
My high point. That was the high point of my career.
No, see, I don't think so. Am I allowed to determine the high point of your career thus far?
Well, maybe it's right this moment.
Exactly. The right answer. Ding, 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 ding.
So I have to say, my favorite Liz Damon moment is the host of Green Eye.
Thanks.
I enjoy it immensely. So Liz was the host, or is the host? What tense do I use?
Well, it's got to be a past tense, because they ran out of money.
Oh.
I know.
All right. Well, you
we're already out of money.
That happened a while ago, and yet we're still broadcasting somehow on our local Brattleboro station. But Liz Damon was the host, sadly, of Green Eye, which was a home makeover show to make apartments more, and our houses more green. And I laughed so hard at your hosting gig, Liz.
Oh, God, that makes me so happy. I mean, the whole point was, you know, for me to just make fun of people.
You did.
And that's what I do best.
Can I do some... I even wrote down some Liz Damon quotes that I enjoyed so immensely. So Liz is in this guy's... Liz, meet Becca. Becca, Liz. Liz,
hi,
Becca.
Hi, Liz.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So Liz is in this guy's bathroom, and she's going through all his chemicals. His cleaning chemicals,
okay.
Not his illicit chemicals, but the things that he uses to clean his bathroom. And she holds up one particular bottle and she says, you know, this is toxic. If I were to dip you in this, your skin would burn, but somehow you want to clean your bathroom with it? And then my favorite part, Liz, also, and do you know the next part?
If this has to do with danger?
Yes, it does. Can you do it for our audience?
I think so. I hold up the bottle and I say, do you see this word on here, Clay? His name was Clay. It's danger. And do you know what danger means? Danger.
Yes, it was great. We enjoyed it immensely. And now I have to tell you, and Liz already knows this, and I will tell our listening audience, which the thousands of you listening across the world, I now have a squeegee in my shower. Because of Liz hosting Green Eye, because Liz said you should be squeegeeing your shower. So, Liz, that is the effect you've had on my life.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, some people tell me now that they dry their towels not in their bathroom to reduce the humidity, that makes me happy. I love touching people.
you have touched
me, Liz. People, huh?
Yeah.
I think you should write her name on your squeegee. Like,
oh my God, it's totally going to be called the Damon Squeegee.
It is.
It will forever be the Damon. I cannot wait to go home and tell, although Andrew should be listening.
Andrew,
if you're listening, it is now called the Damon squeegee. So when you say, it is no longer, did you squeegee the shower? No, did you Damon squeegee the shower?
You should just cut it down and say, did you Damon the shower?
Did you Damon it?
I should just become a verb.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, Liz, can we talk some gay stuff?
Please.
We want to get your opinions on some things.
Okay.
Some things that we talk about.
Our listening
audience should know that Liz and I go back many, many years.
So many years.
And actually, Liz, you've had a bigger effect on my life. I would contend that I would not be sitting, well, not necessarily this chair, but I would not be in my current occupation if I did not have a background in educational theater, which is the background that Liz Damon taught me from scratch. So I thank you, Liz. So she is a squeegee and a teacher.
The rest of the world isn't so sure about that, but he's thankful.
I'm thankful. So Liz, have you heard about the, and Becca and I talked about this on a show that will never be aired because it was our first technical show where we were learning what the buttons did. Did you?
Especially the button that's labeled "Do Not Touch" over there.
It says "Do Not Touch This Button."
That's still killing me.
Yeah, it's where one night we will touch it. So we were talking about the gay-friendly high school in Chicago.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this high school?
I have heard about it.
They're opening now, I guess. I should offer a retraction. It's our first retraction we said it was the LGBT high school. We've had others. Okay. We said it's an LGBT high school, and it's not an LGBT high school. The mission statement is to be a safe zone and a gay-friendly high school, and the principal argues that there will likely be more straight students than gay students.
I wondered how they were going to find that many. I mean, what is it, like for 600 students?
It's 600 students. Oh, you really know your story.
Gay kids.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. She's been reading. We're in trouble.
Yeah, you're already more learned than the host, Liz, which we don't enjoy that. So, but as you can well imagine, this gay high school, I keep saying gay high school, this LGBT-friendly high school is creating a lot of controversy.
This complicates matters because we were talking about how we felt about this. And now that you're saying that it's an LGBT-friendly high school and not a separate but equal type scenario.
Well, but the baseline theory still...
Why would you make it so that that's a separate high school instead of trying to bring training to all the high schools?
What do you think, Liz Damon? What do you think about the gay-friendly high school?
Well, I'll tell you this. I have not only been gay and in high school, but I have also worked at a gay high school.
I know this.
You are way qualified for this conversation.
And I currently work at a non-gay but very gay-friendly high school.
Okay.
So I kind of cover all of the bases of high school and gayness.
Liz, we don't really appreciate our guests presenting informed opinions on our show, but we'll let you slide.
Yeah. You're not supposed to make us look bad, Liz. Rule number one, make the host look good.
But go ahead, Liz. Give us your quote-unquote informed opinion.
Well, my informed opinion is that any step in a positive direction is more than nothing.
Okay.
And while I think everybody gets really excited, like, to... You know, you come up with a new idea. Someone tries to come up with a solution. All right, gay kids are getting beat up, and they're not having a good time in high school. So we're going to come up with a solution. We're going to put them over here, and we're going to actually help them get an education where they don't need to worry about getting hurt. And I think that's a wonderful idea because the goal is to help these kids get an education so that they can go to college and then become more gay, which is what I do.
That's actually the mission statement of most colleges.
That's the mission statement of the colleges.
Absolutely. That's actually why I ended up going to NYU. It's because they had an LGBT, caca program or whatever.
Were there gay people at NYU?
There was a couple, you, me.
I guess I missed that.
And a couple of us, Al.
All right.
But I think it's really easy for... like queer activists to start a conversation about, well, you can't just sequester them over in the corner and make them feel like they're, they need a separate space. But then you also have the argument that, of course, we have to make all the schools happy and safe for everyone. But I would not say anything negative about an LGBT-friendly high school because I think that it's showing that somebody is willing to put a lot of effort into doing something positive. And I don't have a lot of criticism for that. I say what would be great is that 10 years down the line, As hopefully they're doing some outreach from the school and people are learning that it's the coolest school on the block.
Nice.
And everybody wants to go there, then the next necessity for the school is maybe going to be moot.
With the best theater productions.
Exactly. There's going to be, you know, waiting lists to get into this school.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Can we change the other high school's name to the gay bashing school?
That's some of the arguments is that
right.
Without any gay kids in these high schools, in the other high schools, how can we possibly make them safer?
Right. Well, and there's also an argument that why don't you take all the bullies out of the schools that are doing all of this, you know, really negative homophobic actions and make a special school for bullies?
Yeah.
And which no one would want to go to.
That would not be a good theater production, I don't think.
No.
Although
that
I see like
a
good
positive.
Yeah.
Action.
They could do a good West Side Story, I think. Just a Sharks and a Jets brawl, and then curtain.
You win for the gayest reference ever.
Oh, that's nothing. Just getting started.
10 wins.
I read something that they were going to call this the Pride.
They are.
Something cool, Pride Camp.
They are. I have it in my notes. I have it in my notes.
You need a base for this.
I prepared for this conversation, and I can't find it. But yes, I think it's called the Pride School. Yeah, and we talked about this on that technical, our Lost show, that the Harvey, I got really frustrated with the publicity that the Harvey Milk School got in New York City a few years ago, because it was being presented as either they go to a mainstream school or they go to the gay high school, when in fact, I've done a couple classes there as well, that was not the case at all. A lot of these kids, if they weren't at the Harvey Milk School, would not have been in high school at all.
Right. No, absolutely. They wouldn't have been in high school at all. They wouldn't have any... They have no... There's no space for them to go. And also, not all the kids at Harvey Milk were even gay. A lot of them were bi. A lot
right.
of them were trans. A lot of them were... there was even some straight kids who just were queerish, you know? They just didn't dress right, and they got picked on.
Did you ever do any sex education workshops there?
No, I did. Oh, wait, no, I did some workshops at Green Chimneys, which was a foster home for LGBT.
Oh, right. I did... when I was at NYU, I did two sex education workshops at Harvey Milk, mm-hmm. and they laughed at me. They're like, wow. I mean, they just flat out said, listen, you've been talking for 2 minutes now. We can already tell. We know so much more than you do.
Let's show you how it's done.
Can we do recess? Which I think was a code word. But yeah, that was not good. And then the other thing we were talking about before you called was the phrase, that's so gay.
Oh.
Did you see the public service announcements this week, yeah. last week?
No, I didn't.
So they released these public service announcements starring Hilary Duff, who's ruining my life.
Or trying
to ruin my life and my career. And their whole premise is that it's really easy to stop saying that's so gay because... they don't really mean anything by it. Sure, they mean something negative, but they don't mean something homophobic.
Can they back that up? I mean, have they said that with this education campaign that it actually works in some way?
Oh.
That the awareness...
Becca,
you
and your research.
Quality control, right, okay.
Yeah, you and your informed reading? Opinions. Why don't you and Liz just start your own little informed show? No, it says on the website, on an offshoot of GLSEN's website, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, they keep referring to research. It's so annoying because I try to find, well, what research are you talking about that says that it actually says the research shows that they don't mean anything homophobic by it, so it's really easy to stop them from saying it. And having written my entire dissertation on the fact that they do mean something homophobic by it, I try to find, oh, well, what research are they referring to? And I can't figure it out.
And he's still trying to publish that.
I'm still trying to. So if you're listening, please syndicate our show.
Your dissertation?
I'm sorry?
You're still trying to publish your dissertation?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
If you know anyone.
This is the platform.
This, yes. I was hoping that, I figured, all right, I'm sending stuff out to all the publishing houses, but I think the way to get it done is to start a local radio show in Brattleboro, Vermont.
And absolutely. Sucker some local lesbian into it.
Yeah. And sucker and put out an ad and see, lesbian wanted, please co-host. And thus the this show is so gay was born.
It's true.
Oh my gosh.
So Liz, tell us what our listeners have to look forward to from you and your life.
Oh my God. Well,
what's coming up?
what is coming up right now? I don't know if I've ever talked to you about my a cappella group.
I've read about it.
Yeah.
But I've not. Are they on you? Can our listeners go to YouTube and see anything?
They can go to YouTube and then go to MySpace.
Wow.
Could your MySpace become our MySpace's friend?
Absolutely. I haven't logged on. So, well, my a cappella group is called The Lesbian Overtones.
Okay.
And we are a comedy group. We're not really an a cappella group. We sing. We attempt to sing. We only sing lesbian music.
Give us some examples.
What?
Give us some examples of lesbian music.
Like Melissa Etheridge, Katie Lang.
Nice.
Ani DeFranco, Indigo Girls. We just did some Spice Girls. That was new.
Nice.
Kind of branching out a little bit. We cover lesbian standards from the mid to late 90s. And basically our goal is to bring back lesbian standards in four-part harmony.
That's just fantastic.
But you do this as comedy?
Well, it's a fine line because I'm a comedian. We do this because we think it's hilarious. And we dress sort of like a barbershop quartet. We've done musicals. We've done full-length, plays, long plays as Lesbian Overtones. Last year we did Lesbian Overtones Interfaith Holiday Spectacular.
Oh, my.
It was a beautiful, beautiful show.
I think we're going to need a CD.
We need to play
so
some
Lesbian.
Can we play Lesbian Overtones music on our show?
Yeah.
Okay.
You might have to get it through the internet, though, because the only recording I have is a show we did where one of our singers was kind of drunk.
Liz.
No, it wasn't
Liz.
This time. She just, but you can tell who it is when you listen to this, because everyone, we're all singing fine, and then all of a sudden someone comes in and they're just, rawr, rawr. But we do these lovely shows, and people think we're real funny. And, well, see, this is the thing. We say that we're from Northampton, Massachusetts.
That's right around the corner from us, Liz.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's where a lot of lesbian a cappella was born, and lesbian folk music was born. There and has very strong life there because, or at least it did in the 90s and the early 2000s because of the women's colleges, Smith, for example. There's a lot of a cappella there and there's a lot of lesbians there. And so there's a certain type of lesbian who we love and we cherish and we honor. It's the lesbian we all have inside of us.
And all of us. I have it too.
No, of course you do. You know, yeah. it's the Amy Ray Indigo Girl lesbian who likes to listen to that music and sit by a campfire and chop wood and wear flannel. That's the lesbian that we celebrate.
Or as I like to call it, high school.
Absolutely. High school, that era.
Did you wear flannel in
high school? I wore so much flannel in high school.
Oh, you're so tragic.
I wore like 2XL. I was maybe 6'2", 120, wearing huge flannel. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
So do you guys have shows coming up?
Yeah, we have a show tomorrow night.
Look at that.
Wednesday. We have a show Friday night. Comics, part of the Hysterical Festival, which is going on from now until Saturday.
Awesome.
In New York City. And we just had a great show at the iHeart Brooklyn Girls Calendar Release Party.
Nice.
I was a pinup girl last year in the iHeart Brooklyn Girls Calendar.
What month?
I was Miss September.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a milestone. I'm not a model. I know you people look at me, they think, oh my gosh, you must be a model.
I feel like you're making a joke.
I am making a joke.
And yet, although I recognize that earlier you were late because, you were at dinner with a romantic interest and her grandmother, many people have gone to the This Show Is So Gay website where your picture is prominently featured. And I've had some students of mine say, ooh, and I've said, well, she's taken.
She's taken, but you know what? Invite me up because, I want to meet young lesbians who think I'm attractive.
Yes. No, I can.
For my my self-esteem.
If you come here, I guarantee you will be Miss Brattleboro 2008.
What?
Hey.
No runner. Oh, sorry.
Uh-oh.
Liz, you might be runner-up for Miss Brattleboro 2008.
Oh my God! I don't want to start any fights.
No, that would be bad. Well, give everybody your website so people can learn more about you.
Do it, or should I do it?
You do it.
I do it. It's ElizabethDaehmon.com, which is Elizabeth with a Z, and then my last name, which is confusing, which is D-A-H-M-E-N. So it looks like Dahmen.
Yes. But I think for years I said Dahmen.
Which is fine. You can say, you know, a lot of people get mad at me that I don't care, but I don't care how you pronounce my last name, because how my dad pronounces it, and it's basically his name. He says Dahmen, but I look at it, and it looks like Dahmen.
Looks like Dahmen.
Yeah, so
it's like ramen.
It just looks pretty.
Well, thanks.
It just pretty. Looks pretty. And, you know, and if you need any resume feedback, I might add that I didn't see anything about the Drama Education Brigade, but whatever.
Oh.
Oh.
God, you know what? That's on my professional resume.
I'll take your word for it. Liz Dahmen, it is such a treat to have you on our show. We thank you so much for calling in. And
I'm sorry I was late.
No, you were good. You were great.
Right.
We're going to dedicate a song to you if you don't mind.
Yes, do it.
And we are going to dedicate. Do you know the Kinsey Six?
No. Well, are they?
You
the
do
real?
Now.
No, I guess I don't.
The Kinsey Six is arguably the world's foremost dragapella barbershop quartet.
Really?
Oh, you must look them up. And they have a holiday spectacular album called Oy Vey in a Manger.
No.
Oh, you. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you don't have this.
I don't have
this. I'm going to burn it for you and send it to you. Okay. So we're going to play a track off of their album called I Want to Be a Republican, because we are missing the debates right now. And Liz, we love you, and we thank you for calling in.
Well, I love you guys, and thanks for letting me, you know, pop over.
You are, you should know... You are our first official guest.
Hey. Well, she's our second guest. We had someone on.
You
two
are
weeks
we're our
ago.
First scheduled guest.
Yes.
Okay. That
yes.
makes
okay.
me feel I'll put that on
You're
my
the first guest who is on the website.
Yes.
And awesome. Official and whatnot.
So Liz, we love you
and
being
welcome.
Official.
This is a really a milestone for all of us tonight.
Can we get it you is. On a future show?
Please, call me anytime.
Okay. Liz Dahmen, have a great evening, and thanks so much for calling in.
Of course.
We'll bye. Chat soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Liz.
Bye.
Bye.
I wanna be a Republican. I'm tired of doing what I should. Wanna do what I can. Grab as much as I can. Keep it all for me. Cause life is a party, and the grand old party is a party where I wanna be. Lower taxes are God's plan. Global warming helps my tan. Give a gun to every man to protect us from malarians. When you know you're better than all those non-Americans, there's no need to join the Klan. Just become Republican. I wanna be in the GOP. I'm tired of thinking about you when it's all about me. With values strong, they fight the obscene. Now I found a place where I am embraced for being selfish and mean. Like things as they used to be, miss the old Confederacy. Government should let us be, but not your
body.
Tired of diversity, defund universities, set the corporations free. Come and join the GOP.
God bless America. Do 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 bland as I love. Do 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 make her whiter, blue-eyed to the right with a thousand points of light from above.
I wanna be a Republican. I wanna be a Republican.
that was the Kinsey Six off of their album I Want to Be a Republican, singing the title song, I Want to Be a Republican. That just another hour flew by.
All gone.
All gone. We are almost positive that we podcasted this. We'll find out. We'll find out soon, and they'll be up on our website.
As soon as we get the legal issues taken care of.
Legal schmeagle. My brother's a lawyer. It's fine. My brother's a lawyer and my sister went to law school. So yeah, we'll clear that up and we'll post that up on thisshowissogay.com, which is a great little website. The contact page is all filled out there, so definitely check it out and reach out to us. We want to, again, thank Liz Damon, host of Green Eye and of the Lesbian Overtones, who sounds like they're having some great shows in New York City this weekend. So if you're in the New York City area, you should check out Liz Damon and go to elizabethdamon.com. Thanks for another great night, Becca.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You have been listening to This Show Is So Gay. It's Wednesday night. It's 10 o'clock. It's WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. We encourage everybody to, in the interim between now and next week, do some research. Find out what's going on in the LGBT world. Email us, call us. And we will most assuredly talk about your issues on the air.
Absolutely.
A lot going on in the LGBT community these days, folks. So track it and find stuff out and call us in. Sound good?
Absolutely. As sure does.
For this stuff to kick in. So that's pretty much it. That wraps it up for tonight. We will talk to you guys next week. Same time, same channel.
And hopefully soon with our television show and syndication on national radio. Anyone who wants to chip in towards buying us a television station could just give a call or email gaybecca@hotmail.com, my new email address set up just for this show.
Really?
Really.
That's just fantastic. All right, we're out of here, folks. Have a lovely, lovely evening. If you are watching the debates, we'll be joining you soon. And that wraps it up for us. Good night, Becca.
Good night, Ken.
Bye, folks.